Tonight's Shir Simen Sadi Beis, Sif Dalet through Sif Yud. Sif Dalet. Tzorech Lichos Yodov Bimayim Im Yeshloi. Before a person davens, Shon Esra, he should wash his hands with water if he has. Vim Eino, if there is no water available. Tzorech Lachs or Achareim Ar Parso. He would have to go after them even up to a distance of a parso. Vahani mili, when do we say this? Kishu hoilich b'derech, he's on the road, v'mayim nitzam lefanov, and the water is available ahead, so he's going that direction anyway. Avnitzorach lachso la'acharoiv l'makamayim, but if he would have to go backtrack behind him to find water, ad mil choizer, he goes back up to 1 mil. Yeis mimil eino choizer, but more than that, he does not go back. V'misyaresh yavaz mahatfil, and if he's afraid that by looking for water he'll miss his man for tefillah, he should clean his hands on a stone, over offer, over chamid demenaki, or on sand, or anything that will clean his hands. Person should wash his hands before davening Shmoneh Esrei. Tamos are the reason for this. Ayin le'el b'reish Simen Dalet Mishneh Berurah. We explained back in Simen Dalet, the beginning of Simen Dalet in Mishneh Berurah. Over there you have the Shitas HaRosh, that people's hands move about and likely would have touched the part of the body that's usually covered, so he has to wash his hands before he davens. The gam letfilas mincha va'arvis, and for mincha and marv as well, tzorech hatil, he should wash his hands too, kidkamon b'reish lama gimel sif beis, as we say later in simen reish lama gimel sif beis. There's another reason by Shacharis, the Rashba says, because a person is a b'ri chadosh from doing davodas Hashem, should wash his hands like a kohen, but that wouldn't apply for mincha marv. The Das Rambam. The view of the Rambam is the Hechad Tzorech Litol Yodov. If a person has to wash his hands below Notel, and he did not wash his hands, for Gamlo Niko some Betzor, nor did he clean them on a rock, Afilu B'Diavad ain't Tfilos Tfilo. Then his Tfilo doesn't work even B'Diavad. Betzorech Iyuladina LaHalacha. It needs further analysis if we will pass him like that. Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim. Blib Sarachian, what would be the aloch of the Eved if he davened without washing his hands? Vayim bear alocha should be on a day in Chayz Mispah. If you look in bear alocha, we clarify that one would not go back and daven be the Eved if he didn't clean his hands first. Sivkon Yudal b'mayim, he should wash his hands with water. The Ein Haniguv Ma'akav B'zeh. In this situation, drying his hands is not necessary, K'moshe Ma'akav Netila Chila, whereas when you wash for eating, we say it's necessary to dry his hands as well. Sivkan tezvav tzarech, if there is no water, then he has to go after it. V'davka kish yodea sheheim luch lechos. This is specifically when he knows that his hands are not clean. Al v'stam yadayim, but if his hands are just his hands, he doesn't know that they're not clean. Mekel b'samach sifei. The Shulchan Aruch is lenient later in sifei, but I shall look over there. Sivkan tezayin lachzor v'chulu. So he goes up until a parsa to find water. If this will mean he'll have to go by himself, or this means, this delay means that he will not get to his destination when it's still daylight, he does not have to go looking for water. Sifkan yudzayin, holich b'derech. This is referring to a person who's traveling on the road and the water is ahead of him. He should go up to a parsa. V'rochev dino b'cholze k'mahalach baraglav. Someone who's a passenger in a wagon is no different than one who is walking, which means it's a matter of distance, not a matter of time. It's a matter of distance. If it's a parsa away, or if it's more than a parsa away, it doesn't have to go. Even though he'll get there sooner than if he'd be walking, because he's riding, it doesn't make a difference. Gam in chiluk bein derech ra l'tov, it makes no difference if the road is a good road or a bad road. If it's a parsa away, so then, or it's more than a parsa away, he doesn't have to go. The notes on the side point out that there's a ber locha that clears a shaila, is it a time element or a distance element? Because we can travel a parsa very quickly today. But la locha, it's a parsa away, that's it, you don't have to go there. If you say it's a time element, then it's set that this is how much time it takes. Can you get to that amount of time or not? If it's a distance, then we don't care how fast we can get there nowadays. The Mishneh Berurah continues because it dafka kish yodeh bevadai shim shamayim. Now, the requirement to wait till you get to the water, if it's within the correct parsa, is only if you know there's water over there. al b'saf, but if you don't even know if there's water there, lo, there's no requirement to wait to get there. So if katan yud ches la'acharov, if the water is behind him, then he goes up to a mill. The kolosh can kishur b'shur b'veso, and especially when he's at home, the b'vad echar v'achs l'chad chilach l'mayim, certainly he should look for water, if you dare show the milchalach, he knows the hands are filthy, sifkan yutes, ad mill, up to the distance of a mill. V'habe poskim sov de mill asma dina kios mill, many poskim, if it's a mill, that's already too far. A mill is like more than a mill. So in practical terms, we say that it takes 18 minutes to walk a mill. There are shittas that it's longer, but the pasha, let's go with 18 minutes. So if it takes 18 minutes to walk a mill and 72 minutes to walk a parsa, so that's the range we have here. That to go backwards up to 18 minutes, or the distance of a mill, depending on which one you want to go with, and ahead would be a parsa or 72 minutes. Sivkan chaf, zman hatfila. This assumes you will not miss the zman tfila. Lagami, you won't miss this man entirely. If you're in a place where there's a minyan that davens, and if he starts looking for water, he won't miss his man tefillah, but he'll miss the tefillah b'tzibur. Kasva bach to bach writes, even though there's time to this man tefillah, he shouldn't look for water. Does clean your hands on anything else to clean your hands, so you could daven with the tzibur. Sivkan chafaf yanaki adav, he should clean his hands. What's the limit to say? If he's afraid he'll miss his man tefillah, the ein lo lachzor oz achar mayim. He shouldn't look for water. Shem yavar zman, he might miss his man. For kolosh kenin in kriyas shman, certainly when it comes to kriyas shman, the bevadai osu lahamtin al mayim. It's certainly forbidden for him to wait for water. Emesh chashosh shem yavar zman, if he's concerned that he might miss the zman kriyas shman. El yinaka, he should just clean his hands on anything available, v'yikra, and say shman. V'yesh harbi poskin shesoyim, there are many poskin behold, to be Kriyashma, then when it comes to Kriyashma, take if me shigia haskolazmana. As soon as you've reached the beginning of this man Kriyashma, which is Mishiyakir, im ein lo maim, if there's no water, menakavyikr, he should clean himself and say Shma. Vayanta laman, don't wait for water. We learned this stuff also back before. A person who doesn't have water shouldn't not learn Torah, he shouldn't miss out till he gets the water, just clean his hands and learn and say brachas and so on. Sivkan chaf beis simen reish lama gimel to shemavar zman hamincha and simen reish lama gimel. We talk about the zman for mincha that he shouldn't miss that zman either. I guess in his search for water.
There's this gel which people have the hand cleaning.
Yes, so I believe hand sanitizer is the same as water, even though it's mostly alcohol, I believe. But lahalacha, it's certainly menake, and I've seen it in many shtiblich now. They have the hand sanitizer instead of water. Sifhei, rochatz yod of Shabbos. A person washes his hands in the morning, v'siach taito, and then gets caught up with other things, totally distracted. Tzichim netilu l'tfilu miyish tolmayim. Then he has to wash his hands again before he daven shacharis if there's water. Afal pisha eni yodei lehem shum luchuch. Even though he doesn't know that they're dirty, he just washes his hands because he's m'siach das. V'lo yivarach, but he can't make a bracha. V'im ein lomayim mezumanim. If there is no water available, ein sarach lachsev lito. He doesn't have to wash his hands again. V'afilu hayadim u'chlochos, and the Ramah adds, even if his hands were filthy, v'noglun l'tfilah, and he washes them to be clean for davening, einim avarach, he doesn't make a bracha, uchil el simen vav, like going to simen vav. Mishtabur sivkan chav gimel, v'hesiach daito. If he washed his hands in the morning, and then he's mesiach das, he should wash again. What's the lomim to say, shehiflik harbe bin hanatil l'tfilah. There's a long break between when he washed his hands and when he davened. Certainly, you can't rely on washing hands in the morning for mincha. The zuchim yehesach das from the time you wash your hands in the morning to mincha time. If he was mesiach das, he has to wash again. The kimech yehesach daita mishmirasan, since he was distracted from keeping an eye on his hands, yedai maskani is saying his hands are busy. Maybe they touched a part of his body that's usually covered, the filthy part. Sivkan chafhei litfila, he should wash his hands for davening. Avel teira v'levrachas of kriyas shema. But when it comes to learning teira or saying brachas or saying shema, the halacha is tam yadam kasher hashem. The average hands are fine. It's only for tefila that we insist on washing hands. Avel siman dal kasher pimigodim the kriyas shema psulos tam yadam. The pimigodim writes we said part in siman dal. Pimigodim writes that for kriyas shema you shouldn't rely on tam yadam either. Sivkan chafav ein sarach v'chulu. he does not have to wash his hands if there isn't water available. But he should clean his hands on something to clean them. Because maybe there's some soya or sweat that gets stuck on his hands by coming in contact with parts of his body that are usually covered. He becomes cleaned off by rubbing his hands on these other materials. And again, the Shulchan Aruch is making, there's no water just to clean your hands on something when it's stam yadayim. We don't know that his hands are dirty. But if he knows he touched an unclean place, and certainly if he went to the bathroom, even for mincha, he'd have to go get water to wash his hands before he would daven. But in the typical scenario, we wash our hands at home, we go straight to shul, we're not mesiach das, and we rely on the washing at home for shachas. It's for mincha marav that it's important to wash your hands. A person's davening. He's in the middle of davening. And then he chaps, he remembers, oi, I touched a part that's not clean. At that point, it's sufficient to rub his hand on some sand or on pebbles or on the wall. And that's why he's not going to leave Nimil Shmon Esri to find water. Sifkatan Chav Zayin Ha'omid Tfila Ha'omid B'Kriyas Shema. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if he's in the middle of Kriyas Shema or B'Sugat Zimra, or he's in the middle of B'Sugat Zimra, Tzarech Leilech V'Lita Yadav, he should go and wash his hands. Sifkatan Chachas V'Nizka Shunag, in the middle of Shmon Esri, he realizes that he touched the Mokum Tanef. Nakat Hachi, the reason he gives this case, when you're davening, you're not touching your body. So how could it be that in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei he chaps that his hands aren't clean? Must be he realizes that he touched it beforehand. But the halacha is that if he did touch his body during davening, it would have the same result, that he would at that point have to clean his hands before he continues. Se'if Zayin Malkam Etunuf Hayna Mekoymus Hamachusim Ba'adam. Makam Atunif, a filthy part of the body, refers to those parts of the body that are covered. The fishiyesh mehem milmulei zeh, they often have beads of sweat. V'cheinim chicheich harosh, or if he scratched the scalp. The more adds, v'lachein osa liga mekamos eile b'shash anu atfila. Therefore, you're not allowed to touch these parts of the body when you're davening, o osi b'tar, or learning Torah. V'chein b'tsoyes ha'oizn v'af, and also, whatever comes out of the ear or nose is similar. But you can use a handkerchief, you could use a cloth, but you shouldn't touch with your finger during davening or learning. Or learning Torah. For learning Torah or saying brachas, it's sufficient just to clean your hands. Even if there is water, you just clean it on any surface. Look back at the end of Siman Dal at the Mishnah Berurah. If he got his hands filthy with mud, maybe that all you have to do is rub it off. Pimigod at the end of Siman Dal writes that one should for Divrei Torah clean himself up. One should do that even with mud and the like, so he should use water and not just anything else that would clean. That which is discharged by the ear and nose, the Ramah says, is the same as Makom Atunuf. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'hagra make l'bezeh. The Vilna Gaon was lenient. Chenchasim shayachuv, v'shem orkatsiya, the shayachuv quotes V'yakov Emden as well, that we do not treat the discharge of the nose and the ear the same as Makom Achusa, and it's not an issue of washing hands. Se'if ches hamashtin, one who urinates, lo yispalel ad sheyisha kdei hilch arba amos. He should wait the time it takes to walk for amos before he begins to daven. Mishum nitzaitzis, because we're concerned there may be droplets for a small period of time after he's finished. V'hamispalel, if someone was davening, lo yashtin, he shouldn't stop and urinate ad sheyish kdei hilch arba amos until he stopped davening the amount of time it takes to go for amos. Because in the span of the time of four amos, the tefillah is regular on his lips, and his lips are still moving, so you want to give him a chance to stop. So we, on both ends of it, you want that pause. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamanaf Hamashtan, one who urinates, with something to say, Bekli, he's urinating in a basin, in a pan. V'nita HaKli, and then you remove it. It has to be a similar case where there's no isser to daven because of the urine. So it's got to be the urine is removed from the location. So we ask to pause. Once you've waited the time it takes to walk for amos, Chacham have calculated that any droplets that may have been on the edge of his aver have been absorbed in his garment, and we're not worried about it anymore. The time it takes to walk for amos. If someone was davening, he shouldn't urinate till he paused. What's the meaning to say? The time it takes to walk for amos. Once he paused that amount of time, he's allowed to urinate. Even at the same place where he was davening. There is a midrash chasidus not to urinate within the space of 4 amos where he was davening. A person should not urinate or spit in a place where they cover the blood of a chayor or ofer after shechita with a bracha. While the blood is covered there, that place, I guess, gets some kind of madrega, kedusha, by the midst of kisei dam. You shouldn't urinate there. You shouldn't spit there. Siv tes, haroikik, one who spits, lo yispalul ad shisha arba amos, should wait the time it takes to walk for amos before davening. Hamispal, one who's davening, lo yorok, should not spit, ad shisha arba amos, till he pauses the amount of time it takes to walk for amos. The dafkalir itself, this is a willful spitting. Avlan is damala rok, but if his mouth fills with saliva, mutter would be allowed to spit. Ayin come on, simen tzadzayin, look there in simen tzadzayin. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkon lamatat dalet, there it's so no, perish. Mishu working machmas tiyol, this fellow was spitting for pleasure. So spitting for pleasure, you have to wait to the hilch dalamas. But if it's this damala rok, so then the halacha is mutter. The Bi'alocha says, Bi'alocha haroki v'dafka. I'm chayod the mash devar of the high v'dafka koi gam kene resha. That when the mechaber qualifies and says it's only the ritzon or there's an issue, but if it's nizdam l'arok, it's mutter, it's both the resha and the seifa. Both the fellow who spits and wants to daven, the fellow who's davening wants to spit. Basis lone here, I don't think it's right. Tamid v'ni yoni gam kene l'niska hakulo nizdam in rak haroka achat fila. If it's before davening, whether you're spitting for pleasure or spitting because your mouth is full of saliva, don't daven until you wait for amos. But if you were davening and now you need to spit, if you want to spit because of pleasure, you have to wait. If you need to spit because your mouth is full of saliva, you don't have to wait. Mr. Bursif Khan Laman, hey, the Ramah says, Ayin Simen Sayzayin, look at Simen Sayzayin, or something that means to say, Dilafamim, there are occasions, Mutter Apatachat Fil, you can actually spit during davening. And it talks about that later in Simen Sayzayin. Sif Yud, Toiv Litin Stoka Koidem Trila. It's a good thing to give tzedakah before you daven Shmona Esrei. We're discussing all the various hachonis for davening, so one of the hachonis is to give tzedakah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kol Namavav Tefila. Tachsev, because the pasuk says, Ani Bitzedek Echaz Epanecha. When I am Bitzedek, and in our case it means giving tzedakah, then I will see your face. In some holy kehilas, they have a minig to give tzedakah when they reach the pasuk. For oishav akol lefanecha v'chulav atam oishav akol, and you are the master of all. It's based on Nariza. V'yesh mekayim shenagin lekabit tzedakah beis kriyastar. Now there are places that have a practice. Notice it doesn't call them kehilas kedoshes. There are places that have a practice to collect tzedakah during leining. V'shaloka hagin. That's not right. V'avalei dezem lishmar kriyastar. By doing that, you're not listening to Kriyas HaTorah. When yes, Baruch Hashem, you're not answering Baruch HaBechulu. So there has to be discretion when we're collecting stock in the Beis HaKnesses, and it certainly should not be taking place during Kriyas HaTorah.